Nerdish,
nerdy,
nerd news.
Hi, and welcome to Nerdish, Nerdy, Nerd News. Come along and ride with us as we explore, discuss, and nerd-splain some of the most interesting topics of today.
Hey, I'm Tim. Hung around with nerds a lot growing up, hoping that it would rub off. I think it kind of did, because I'm kind of nerdish. As always, my co-hosts.
Hey, thanks, Tim. I'm Christian. I've been playing and writing, creating games and Dungeons & Dragons since high school. My idea of a relaxing weekend is playing vids with my buds online. I also used to do complex math troubles with my dad for fun. I am very nerdy. And with us to help us understand the world a little better.
Hi, I'm Jess. I've been programming and using computers since the early 80s. I'm a voracious reader, consistently going through about 500,000 or more words a month. I've got some biochemistry in my background, and I've been using technology for as long as I can remember. I am the nerd.
Max, he's my middle boy. He's in grade 8. We're building a Tesla coil for a science project.
You're doing that this summer?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going camping a little bit, and I think we're going to do a bit of that this summer. We got some vacations and things like that planned.
Well, we're not going to take the whole summer to build it.
Oh.
What is that?
What's that?
There's someone at my front door.
What?
Well, yeah.
What are you guys talking about now?
That's Jess's doorbell.
That's my phone telling me that there's someone at my front door.
You don't have one of those, Tim.
What do you think, Christian? What do you think?
Tim doesn't even get up when the doorbell rings.
Most of the time not.
Well, neither do I, because I can open mine from my couch.
You can open your door from your couch.
Yeah, Jess and I have smart houses. So have you seen movies where, like, basically think of like Star Trek, where you walk up to a door and the door opens for you?
Yeah, I don't like that idea at all. It's all about the robots, guys. Not letting it happen.
So Jess and I have been tinkering for years and years with smart home stuff. And we have light bulbs and fridges and stoves. And like, think of things that you have in your house that you could connect to the internet if you...
Could.
Could.
Okay. To be fair, I have heard about this. I know some people that have a few gadgets and gadgets and mm-hmm. whatnot, but I don't know how far along it is. And to be honest, like I said, I don't know if I want my house being smarter than me, guys.
So one of the things I'm going to say right now is we are not going to say the trigger words for any of those home automation things on this podcast. So anyone who's listening to it and it's playing like out, don't worry. We're not going to trigger your stuff, because, you know, I could just say a trigger word and turn off all the lights. And then,
you know,
anyone who's listening, all their lights in their house would turn off.
You know, like that. Hey, gaggle, please. Or hey, Saria.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, you know, now that you mention it, you know what? My boys do got some of that stuff. They got Google kind of listening in, and they can shut
yell
off
at
and
it
turn off things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, still don't understand myself. But
so there's a lot of things that have been happening for the last little more than a decade that have been internet-connected smart home stuff.
Right.
Okay? So that has kind of come the way of when Wi-Fi was invented for Wi-Fi internet back in 97, they started to realize that you should be able to connect any device that can connect to Wi-Fi can now connect to the internet. So they started putting Wi-Fi in a lot of devices. More recently, and I've been in a few houses working for Sastel, where I've had to connect a person's fridge to their internet and connect their stove to their internet.
I just got a
new fridge and stove,
but,
and they are both connected to the internet.
But the crazy thing about this, Tim, it's great if you're on your way home and you want to preheat the oven, but safety. So think of how much money you have in your fridge right now of food.
Yeah.
One of the kids leaves the door open.
How do you know it's open if you're not home? Does all your food go to waste?
At present, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
My fridge, after 3 minutes of the doors being left open, sends a notification to myself and my roommate saying, hey, fridge is open.
Okay, now, that's kind of cool.
Now, my wife yells at me all the time because I leave the burners on the stove on. I cook my food and I walk away and I'm happy. Oh, look, I cooked food. Mm-hmm. Yep. I leave the burners on. And
me
she,
man made food.
Yeah, fire still go.
Me hungry.
Yeah, so I leave the burners on. Well, with that Wi-Fi enabled stove, it will send me a text message saying, hey, you left the burner on.
Okay.
So works. Instead of my wife yelling at me. So this is where some of the connected home automation things have come to fruition, is that they have added safety features. Sometimes.
See, this is still even way cooler than Back to the Future 2015.
It is.
I want the flying car, though. I want the flying car.
Flying car is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I'm sure Elon's got one in the burners somewhere.
Burners, yeah.
In his garage. Yeah.
But you know, a lot of people think of these as gimmicks, but they are now, like, Jess couldn't even buy his fridge and stove, the new one he got, without it. It came standard. You know, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can turn the ice maker on and off. I can have I can change the temperature in the freezer and the fridge. And not that I'm going to do this, but it's there. Mm-hmm. And I can check and see.
After I'm finished talking with you guys, I actually feel my knuckles dragging on the ground.
wait till we get to the point where I
really
wait till we get to the point where I show you all the apps I have for my smart home though.
Yeah.
I just did a count today. I have 14 apps that control my house and all the things in it. And I will go through those with you and explain how that has become, that's part of our problem right now, is why smart homes haven't taken off, I think, is that there is no single industry standard yet that everyone and everything is using. Mm. That's where a few companies are starting to realize, hey, we do need this, and they are coming together. But we'll get to that. We'll get more into that in a few minutes.
So one of the things that we should go through is like what kind of things you can control with a smart home. I know some people out there probably already know, but there are some, like, I'm surprised even myself when I go looking for, oh, what can I do with my smart home? And I'm like, oh, I didn't know I could have that on there.
Mm-hmm. So we'd already talked about Jess's doorbell. So walking in the front door, you have a doorbell. Yeah. That doorbell, he can log into it right now, look at the video and watch it live out his front door, or have it send him notifications when movement happens in front of it.
Like when a delivery is made and a package is left on my step, I get a notification saying someone dropped off a package.
Mm-hmm. Now, many of them, some have two-way communication. So if someone rings the doorbell when you're not home, it notifies your phone, you click on it, and it actually does a video call with your doorbell. So you can actually talk to the person and say, hey, I'm not home right now, can you leave the package on the door? Or
Am I giving you that deer in the headlights look right now?
Yeah, and we haven't even gone through the front door yet.
Yeah.
So I got a dog.
You got a dog.
Oh, there's things for dogs too. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So you get through the front door.
You walk in my front door.
And I've unlocked it remotely because I know you're there. And I'm like, oh, it's Tim. Hey, Tim, I'll be home in 5 minutes. I unlock the door. The door automatically unlocks because I've told it to unlock. And it opens. Well, it sends a signal to the sensor I have on the door as well and says, Tim, someone has opened the door. So I'm getting three notifications, the doorbell, the door lock, and the sensor on the door. And you've only just walked through my door.
Then you walk into the front entrance and there's a motion sensor there, which is hooked up to your security system, but also your home automation. Now, since the security system's been disarmed, because Christian did that when he unlocked the door, it goes, oh, there's someone here. Let's turn on the light in the entryway so they can see what they're doing when they take their shoes off.
It's a very considerate house you have.
I do. I have a very considerate house. It loves you, Tim.
And as you move through the house, if people have them set up, you can do it with motion sensors. So that's what I have. I have a few motion sensors in my house where if you walk into like the laundry room, it automatically turns on the lights as long as you're in there. As soon as you leave, 2 minutes later, clicks them off.
Some serious savings there too, eh? Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like with Google for specific, like, I can yell, and I'm going to do this, Jess, no matter what.
No, don't.
You can yell, hey, Google, turn on all lights. And it will turn on all every light that's hooked up to your home automated system. So me saying that, if someone puts it through their speaker in their house.
I like it.
It might or might not. Google can recognize voices sometimes. It's pretty good.
They've gotten better.
So like when someone comes and it's like guests or whatever, you can just say, you know, the notification phrase and turn on all the lights in the living room. all of them come on.
Mm-hmm. You know, all you guys had to do was not tell me about this at all and then have me through your house and tell me it was haunted. And you could have had a really great recording of me running down the block.
So those are lights. Those are movement sensors. Those are locks. Those are doorbells.
I also have humidity sensors. I have water sensors, just like any security system. But they're all hooked into my smart home. So, like, I have water sensors right by my kids' fish tank and right by our
water heater
and in the basement in the utility room. And so if that water sensor senses water, I have it set to send me text messages automatically, but also flash all the lights in the house at me, because that's something I really need to focus on right now if it's getting water on it.
And you can get they're the special switches that will actually throw the ball valve that turns off the water to your house when that senses water on the floor. So it shuts off the water to the house.
Yeah. So now you can, without even being home, make sure that your house doesn't flood.
This has really come a long way.
Mm-hmm. There's smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors. Actually, Google has some really good ones that they put out. I have those. And I don't have to worry about testing them. I don't have to worry about anything because they automatically do it. And they tell me when there's a problem.
The ones I have, I think, are a 7-in-1 sensor. So it's got ambient light, so lux levels. It's got, in case someone's in there with a flashlight, I can have it set so that, you know, the lights haven't come on. It is a motion sensor. It's a motion sensor, humidity, temperature, all these other sensors built into one little sensor about the size of, you know.
Your fist.
And I've got about 5 or 6 of those around the house that measure everything and just kind of keep an eye on the whole house.
Yeah, there's
thermostat. Can the house clean itself?
There's robots that will do that.
Jarvis.
There are small robots that, again, this is another one of my apps
and
that
here
I...
Here we go about the robots taking over again.
Well, these robots are small enough, Tim, you can just kick them out of the way.
Okay, good.
They're like little Roombas and stuff.
Roombas and iRobots.
I got a couple of those. I got one of those.
Yeah. Well, the newer ones are Wi-Fi enabled, so you can actually set schedules. You can tell them you're sitting on the couch and go, hey, come clean up the crackers I just dropped on the floor.
Crackers.
Yeah. You know, so lots of things like that.
Yeah. There's thermostats. Yeah. So there's various thermostats that you can get that will automatically... There are other thermostats that are like, they have schedules and everything else like that.
And but, I mean, you've seen the Nest ones, you've seen Honeywell has them, all the smart home, those are the ones
are one of the first things that smart homes kind of picked at, because they are one of the ones where I'm going out of the house and when I tell, I'm setting my alarm system and the smart home goes, oh, there's no one in the house. Okay, well, in the wintertime, I'm going to turn the temperature down because it doesn't have to be at 20, it can be at 18.
You guys remember getting up and walking and switching the dial on the TV to channel 2 or 3?
Smart homes will turn your TV on for you.
It sure will.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's lots of stuff that we can talk about, like all the things that we can do. Jess and I, and we'll get to that in a little bit, about all the things I can do with my house, all the apps that I have that do all the different things. It can be very overwhelming if you were to do it all at once. Jess and I have been doing it for damn near 10 years, I think, where we've just been slowly adding a light bulb here, a switch there, a sensor. Yeah. So, I mean, it is something we can get you into. Even a front door lock, Tim, that you know when the kids get home, the lock sends you a text message.
It tells you who unlocked it because they use their code.
You can set those codes. So, I mean, I have a cleaner that comes once a month just to kind of tidy up places I don't want to do, like the bathrooms. And they have a code that they can only use one day of the month, and that's the day they're scheduled. So if they wanted to come back and break into my house, they can't because their code doesn't work outside those hours.
Right.
And that's where the smart home really, really helps. You know, your guest comes and stays at your house, well, you give them a code.
Some people want their contractors to be able to come and go. Well, this means every time the contractor comes and unlocks the door, you know that they were in the house.
So I guess this kind of was almost like kind of a prelude to maybe some of the myths around it, because what you had said right there, you know, one being how easily smart homes can be hacked.
Yeah. Yeah. So smart homes, one of the big myths is smart homes can be hacked. And then you've seen it on Big Bang Theory. You've seen it on, you know, where the little Asian kids are sitting there turning on the lights on and off in Sheldon's living room.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, but that has to be addressed. Is that the smart homes are secure and they can be hacked by anyone leading to malicious cyber attacks if the security isn't up to date. Privacy in the areas of the Internet of Things is kind of a IoT, is what it's called.
It's a very touchy subject. There's a lot of people out there that will take all of the IoT stuff and just show where all the holes are, but then the IoT people that are making it patch the holes and then they find more. It's an ongoing battle back and forth.
Like any security.
Yeah.
Like any cybersecurity. Websites, you know, you hear of websites being hacked and things like that.
It's the same thing. Like, you know what? You have a lock on your door, but that's not going to stop someone from getting in if they want to get in.
I mean, you really, at the end of the day, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
If they want in that bad, they want to kick in the door, they're going to do it anyway.
Now, like I've said to a lot of people, a lot of this has to come with, are they going to try and get into your house, or are they going to spend their efforts trying to get into some big business where they can actually get money? Well,
or just keep my lights on all the time.
Well, I don't know. If there's a camera, I'd like to sit and watch Tim as he goes in and out of his house.
I see you guys do. Hey, let's just make sure his lights stay on all the time.
So there's actually a funny story. A guy actually had that. So he'd set up just like Jess and I, he'd set up his own system. And he'd spent years trying to work out why one of his lights would randomly flash. And before finally remembering that long, long ago when he first set it up, he was really into the ISS, the International Space Station. And so what he had done is he'd set up one light bulb to flash every time the International Space Station was overhead.
And
he completely forgot because he'd put it in his script.
That would be me.
Yeah, he'd put it in his script of things that are automated in his house and forgot about it. And so randomly, this one light just flashes every random amount of time.
However many hours it is or whatever. If it's on when it goes over,
You know, so there are stories like that where, you know, and I know I've got some scripts on mine that I've looked at and I'm like, why is that still on there? But it is. One of the other big myths is that smart homes are expensive to deploy. And as a whole, to make an entire house smart home, absolutely. But that's where much of what we've done is you build it, just like anything. When you bought your house, were all your windows brand new?
No.
Did you go out and replace all of them at the same time?
Not yet.
No, but exactly. have you replaced some?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's the same thing with smart home right now. It's buy a little bit, buy a light bulb, buy a light switch.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I can afford.
I'm going to buy a front door lock. Yep. Okay, there's $200 for a front door lock, which is pretty standard for a good bolt.
Yeah. Honestly, though, probably what's prevented me from kind of going all out, and I've done little bits at a time too, to be honest, all jokes aside, but the fact I'm not the most, well, you guys can vouch for it, I'm not the most tech savvy kind of guy.
And that is one of the main drawbacks to home automation right now. Like Christian said, there are so many manufacturers and they don't play well together yet.
Right.
They don't talk to each other very well yet. And you have all these different applications and things that you need to have to be able to make them all work together. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a couple minutes.
I just wanted to add one last thing on the expenses, though, that many of the things we've talked to you about, so the thermostats, the fridges, the stoves, those types of things, you've got to remember, yes, the smart home add-ons or the upgrades, many people overlook the benefit and significant amount of money that you can save on your power. Because
huge savings.
Yeah, your energy, your power, all that stuff. You can now automatically turn your thermostat down at night without you having to remember every time you walk by. And as a dad, Tim, you can get warnings when your kids touch the thermostat.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. Except for I keep getting this scenario going through my head whilst I'm trying to cook in the oven. The microwave goes on. All the lights turn off while I want to do something. They turn on when I want to sleep. I get a cold shower when I want to have a hot shower.
Okay, I think Tim needs a break. I think the robot overlords are overloading Tim.
Overloading.
So we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back after.
We'll be right back.
Nerdish. Nerdy. Nerd news.
I've got this app here, Tim. This one is my all my home. This has got all my, each one of those is a different sensor. That's Vera. That does the majority of my house. So that's how Google connects into my home and I can talk to Google is through this Vera, V-E-R-A.
Yeah.
I've had that one for a long time. I've got cameras on that, doorbells, pretty much everything runs through that. However, Nest and Google Nest are my thermostats. They have their own app that they run. And that'd be your typical Nest app.
Okay, so just remember what we were talking prior to break about the
I'm going to overwhelm you just so the, the customers, that's just so the listeners can see. I've then got Amcrest Pro, which is my video for all my security cameras. So I've got 16 security cameras throughout the outside of my house. My wife won't let me put them in the bathroom yet. But then I've got my MyQ Chamberlain, which is for my garage door. So that's to open and close my garage door, and that warns me. I've then got Beehive, which...
makes mead?
It does not, unfortunately. Oh. It waters my grass.
Yeah, it's an automatic watering system.
Automatic watering system, yes. I've got Holiday Light Show. So I've got lights that are on my eaves trough that I can change the colors depending on if it's Easter, my birthday, Christmas. I can change them to whatever color I want. I've got Google Home.
He's a bit
Home.
Of a freak with those things,
by the way. Oh, yeah. I've got Google Home, which is your typical, some of the smart home. I've got Mobile Link for my generator, so I can see when my generator runs its exercise. My generator, this is my back.
Happens when your phone runs out of its battery.
It just keeps running, because this is just how it's linked into.
Yeah.
I know. Then I've got, I just got a new one called Air Things, which actually measures radon levels and stuff like that in my house. So I can actually actively see what my radon level is in my house.
Wow.
And I can turn on my HVAC system to air out the house and lower the radon levels. So radon is a poisonous cancer gas that many of us have in our houses that no one really pays attention to. And I've got a system now where I can actually see that the levels are going up, turn it on, and it blows out all the crap in my house. And that's all through my 12 different smart. Now, this is where it gets frustrating for me and Jess, is that I have 12 apps that run my house and all the things in it.
Yeah, I think I've got about 5 on mine, because I don't have quite as many as Christian does.
You need a one-stop shop.
and that's where Jess was just looking into this.
Yeah.
There are a couple companies that are banding together.
The big guys, yeah. So Google, Amazon, Apple, SmartThings, which is Samsung, and a bunch of the other ones have all joined forces with, it was called the Zigbee Alliance.
Zigbee
was, they tried to make a
format.
A standard.
A standard. So
they were like one of the ones. They said, this is the standard we should use. It's the best one. It's the most secure. It's the, you know, and a lot of the devices did use it, but there is multiple other ones.
There's multiple. So like Z-Wave is one, Zigbee, Wi-Fi, Internet of Things. There's Bluetooth Low Energy.
Yeah, there's all X10, these different.
X10, Insteon, Thread, Universe. Like, these are all, think of it like different radio waves.
Yeah.
So one's AM, FM, all these other things. Well, that's what this is.
Just like you used to have every time you buy a new cell phone, you had a new charger.
Right.
Same thing.
Each one of these companies had their own standard they were trying to launch. So that meant if I had a bunch of X10 stuff, it couldn't link in with my Z-Wave stuff. And vice versa.
Yeah. So those guys, they got together with Zigbee and they made something called the Connectivity Standards Alliance. This was just earlier this year in 2022.
Yeah.
And this is a standard for all Internet of Things appliances. Anything that you can use on a home automation or remotely control or anything like that.
So Jess and I stood up and cheered when we heard this.
Right.
Because all of our junk, my 12 apps, might one day be one.
Wouldn't that be something?
It's going to be Tim friendly.
Yes,
it is, and
I will wait till we get there, I guess.
And and we felt, Jess and I both felt, that we've stagnated, that we've frustrated in the level of programming we have to do to make our house work.
Yeah, like there's just so many things that you could have. One of the things that I have in my house is a whole home energy monitor, which means it watches the electrical lines that come into the house and it tells me how much electricity I'm using. So on a really hot day, it can tell me, hey, your air conditioning is running and you're using a lot of electricity. I can go, you know what? I can stand it to be a couple degrees warmer if I'm going to save myself $200 in the end. And that's one of the things that it can't do right now. I have to manually go and watch it. It won't just tell me
how much you could save. And that's where this standard alliance is going to come in, is everything will be able to communicate with everything in your house. And then the robot overlords will get you to.
Okay, that's what I was waiting for. That's when are the robots taking over?
But there, I mean, there's a lot of companies right now that have been, even when the standard alliance isn't quite up and running yet. The products are coming, but they're not there. There are many companies today that will help you with this. So one of the big ones is Control 4. They have a fully automated house with sound systems, with theirs is more to do with an all-in-one
home audio
sound system. So you can have a one remote, and you turn on the sound, and it comes in your kitchen, comes in your living room, comes in your bedroom, and all throughout your house. And but theirs is very proprietary. So right. Theirs is locked down. You cannot, as a user, do anything on it without their passwords, and they don't give them out. So then you've got things like Vivint. You've got things like Connect IT here in town. Like, they'll come in and help you set up a lot of this stuff, and if you have problems, again, every time you have a problem, you have to call their IT specialists out.
Okay, so how many times do you have problems, and like, how big can these problems, how...
They can be pretty big.
Yeah.
They can be very, and they can get very expensive, because after a certain time, those types of companies, and SaskTel does it, and SecureTech, we all have home automated stuff.
Telus
has one, but I mean, SaskTel's way better because we both work for them, and Tim used to work for them.
Yeah.
But, you know, they all have them, and some of them will charge you for every visit. Some of them will charge you for mileage. So that can get very expensive if they start to malfunction. But that's where this alliance comes in, is it now becomes very simple, because it's like connecting your phone up to Wi-Fi.
Just streamlined.
Yeah. So it's just like connecting your phone up to Wi-Fi. I mean, it's a stretch for you, Tim, sometimes.
I'm telling you, but you've now gotten to the point where I'm very flexible.
Well, I didn't notice that at all when you're trying to hook up the sound and everything for recording today.
Yeah. No, not at all.
The little beads of sweat that were popping out of your forehead, didn't see them at all.
Profusely.
Yeah.
Still haven't recovered.
But I mean, you figured it out in the last decade how to connect your phone. and you've now almost got proficient at it.
Does your phone talk back to you still?
I'm still trying to figure it out, guys.
But that's how they are hoping the next level of lights and switches will be, is you'll plug it in, you'll hit Wi-Fi, and it'll automatically connect to your system.
If they want guys like me getting on board with this, they're going to have to dummy it down.
And that's what I think they'll do. So this will be awesome for, this will be really awesome for you coming up in the future. And,
Well, maybe I'll get you guys into my place and we can make a start. Hey?
Just make sure Christian doesn't know your password, or else those lights will be flashing on and off.
You know what? Let's skip that idea. That is actually one of the worst ideas I've ever come up with.
Barry Manilow just starts playing and the lights dim.
I could never give you guys that much control.
50 Shades of Grey starts playing on his TV.
My voice just comes over his TV.
Tim.
What?
Why are you in my head?
Yeah.
But once we get there, Tim, we'll bring stuff over and we'll help you get hooked up.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, you guys. Once again, mind blown.
I enjoyed watching you. Just your eyes get as big as dinner plates.
You know what I've enjoyed is watching you two look at each other, planning out what you're going to do to my smart house.
Hey, it's what we do, Tim. We're here to torture you and torment you till time immemorial.
For everybody's pleasure.
Thanks again for letting us into your ear holes with this nerdish, nerdy nerd news podcast. Check out our website at wildshot.ca.
You can find us on all the socials under Nerdish Nerdy Nerd News. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe and support us at patreon.com/nerdish to get more bonus content, show notes, and merch.
If you'd like to send us topics for future episodes or comment about our existing ones, please email us info@wildshot.ca. And remember, stay nerdy.
Nerdish, nerdy, nerd news.